Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another podcast, our podcast, little podcast from Italy.
Buongiorno! Oggi è una bella giornata.
Today is a beautiful day. It's the 13th of June. It's a little after 9 in the morning, and we decided to do another podcast on this beautiful, close to being summer.
It is summer.
Not yet, 22nd.
Ah, well, it feels like it.
So, lots to talk about, lots to go over today. The summer season is in full swing. First of all, we're on iTunes. We are up on iTunes.
Yes, so you can subscribe there. It's really easy, and then it makes it super simple to download it onto your iPod.
And if you leave a comment in the comment section on the iTunes page, it bumps us up in the rankings or ratings. And our goal for this week is to get 10 comments.
So 10 comments? How about just 10 subscribers?
Well, all right. Same thing. If every subscriber, you don't just say great or you hate it or whatever
or
you
ciao.
Want or nothing. But it would be great and it would be really fun to see how much reach we actually have.
And on that, also just, we apologize for posting late. Sometimes it's hard to get to the cafe. Yeah, the internet cafe to download it and everything. But thanks for your patience.
You mean that we do it on the 2nd, it goes up on the 10th?
Possibly. So, yesterday was La Transumanza in Piobico with the Mochi family. And this is where they herd hundreds of cows through the streets of Piobico at about 4 a.m.
They start at 4.
Yes. And I did this last year. It was one of the most incredible experiences I ever had. And we all met all the local people and friends and the people who have been doing it for years met to help the Mochi family, our neighbors and friends down the road, herd their cows by foot and by horseback
through town and then up the mountain road to Mountain Arone.
How high is Mountain Arone?
It's like 12 or 1500 meters.
And it is incredible. And last year there was one slow bullet, Ruggero, and he was like just really slow, but it was really fun and the absolute most incredible experience to push these cows.
But why do they transfer them up
so there? What they do is all winter long they're in the stables and close to the house to stay warm and eat well, and then in the summer you push them up through town up to the mountaintop so they can graze wild all summer long on the high grass. And you have to wait until the conditions are exactly perfect. You never know what day it's going to be. The grass has to be the right height so the cows have enough food to eat. And not only cows do this, but also horses. So when you go up to the top of Monte Nerone right now,
goats,
up into the fall,
sheep.
And it is incredible. And it's just so beautiful. The views up there, let alone rounding a corner and seeing a herd of wild horses or pushing these cows up. And It is, I wrote about it and there's some blog posts I'll have to repost, but it's just an incredible experience.
So that was yesterday morning. We got our first egg. Our first three eggs.
And of course it's the day that I am in charge of the chickens for the most part. And Jason goes down, he's like, I'll do the chickens this morning for you. And I was like, thank you. And he comes back and he's like, there's eggs. The one time I don't go.
So we had three eggs. Two of them were soft. Like, there was no shell. It was just, like, the membrane. So it was just this kind of jello-y, gooey thing. And then
which is
kind of
gross. But that's because we heard they need more calcium.
They need more calcium, we think. So, I don't know. We've been letting them out and be free range more and more.
One was great, but we're really nervous that the one egg that was hard had a great yolk.
Fine.
I mean, all of them had a beautiful yolk, so it looks great. But we're kind of nervous. They're still young, so they might have just produced those, and now we're waiting for more. But we haven't seen anything else. And now that they're, like, free-ranging, sometimes they go into the bushes, and Jason's had to go trudge down through looking for eggs. Because we're afraid they're going to drop them down there or leave them, make a little nest. But if anyone has any chicken advice, let us know.
Yes. Lots going on this week. We're getting ready for our first wedding. The guest will be arriving this coming
Monday.
So tomorrow.
It's really exciting. I think it'll be so much fun. Jason's been preparing the tortellone.
Yeah, we've been making pasta this week and just, you know, backup desserty things that you can pull out and just
How
have
many
around.
Pounds of pasta have
I just did 10 pounds the first day. I just did another couple kilos, so I just did another, like, almost 4.5 pounds. But that'll last us for a while. So fresh pasta is really great because you can spend, you know, make a couple batches and then cut it up into whatever shape you'd like and make little, kind of little piles, individual piles, nests, if you will, on cookie sheets and stick it in the freezer. And then once it's frozen, you put them into a Ziploc bag, and when you want, you have fresh pasta whenever you want, and it keeps really well in the freezer. I don't know how long it'll keep. I wouldn't leave it in there 6 months, but I use it within a couple of weeks, and it's just like
you make it. Because then it makes it so all that time you spent that day isn't just for one shot.
Well, exactly. It's just it's not really convenient to make pasta for every day. It just doesn't.
And you used to do that.
And I used to do that. Yes.
Oh my gosh! So yesterday it was super windy, and we had this crazy windstorm.
Well, not a storm. There was not a cloud in the sky.
No, but it was just like incredible winds.
Incredible winds that took our
gazebo.
Well, it's not a wood thing. It's kind of like cheapy
metal
gazebo-y type shape.
I don't know. It's kind of cute. We had it by the pool, little cabana.
It looked great by the pool, and the wind picked it up and kind of crumpled it and then threw it back down on the ground.
But it's incredible.
We unfolded the whole thing and it's fine.
It's crazy. Oh, and yesterday we took an afternoon off and we went to the beach to Riccione, which is like kind of the Italian Riviera. Definitely a good place to go to people watch.
Oh yeah. Italians. Lots of tight pants in different colors.
Oh, it's great.
Colorful pants. But yes, it is definitely great people watching. And then we were making our way back towards Fano and back home. And
along like the coastal road.
On the coastal road. It's called the Adriatic Highway. And it kind of like Highway 1. You know, would hug the Pacific Ocean, kind of thing. And just pulled off at a random restaurant, like fish restaurant, and it ended up being great.
It was awesome. Oh my God. And if you ever do that, go for the mixed grill. I definitely won the ordering competition that night, and that was delicious. So were the mussels.
The mussels were very
good,
too.
Oh my God, but summer, it was great.
It definitely felt like summer. It was great.
So, I don't know if I have as green of a thumb as I thought. I don't know. Some of those plants do not take very well. I'm trying to do some climbers that I still think are flowers, and Jason says are green beans, but they're coming in red, so I don't know. Then I said maybe they're peppers. You made fun of me. I have no idea what is growing with some of the seeds we got, but some stuff took really well, and then, I don't know.
I think it looks great outside.
All right, I think so, too. The sunflowers are popping up.
Sunflowers are popping up.
What have you and Gotcha been doing?
The garden. Let's see. The tomatoes and the peppers and the eggplants are doing great. And we just covered their kind of stalks. What we do is pile up the dirt.
Or something?
I don't know. It just gives them support. So we pile the dirt around their stalks almost up to the leaf line where the leaves start. And then now, instead of having to water every plant individually like I've been doing, we can just run the water down the rows.
Because it takes you almost,
almost two and a half hours to water everything. So I do it and I break it up.
Uh-huh.
But it's a lot of work. But the garden's looking good.
But the zucchini you said were smaller this year?
The zucchini didn't take very well, but we're going to plant some more. So we'll see.
But the onions are looking good.
Onions are looking good. Peppers are looking good. Tomatoes. Everything. It's looking fine. It's just a slow start this year. But speaking of the garden,
the word of the week. Ba-ba-ba-ba! Well, this one comes again from the doctor. He's full of great words. So I was gardening, and I love doing that stuff and helping down in the orto when I can. And he comes over to me, and he says, "Ciao, contadina!" And I was like, "Oh, hey, right on. He's calling me a farmer girl. That's kind of cute. I like that." And I was like, "Oh, grazie." And then he looks at me, and he goes, "No, it's not a nice thing to say." And I'm like, "Why are you calling me that then?" But I have no idea, just because he likes to give you a hard time. But he said that it could be kind of like, I don't know. What would you say, Jay?
Like, calling you a farmer, it means that you...
I'm kind of poor.
No, not poor, but blue collar, I guess.
I guess. But I took it as a total compliment, and I still do whenever I hear it. So he was like, if someone else calls you it, it's not very nice. But he seems to say it is a term of endearment because he knows I get a kick out of it. So contadina, farmer girl. Contadino is a farmer.
Contadini are farmers. So there you go. Contadino. Word of the week.
I can't believe we're farmers. So June is, we're coming into festival season out here. Lots of medieval festivals, reenactments of battles of the castles. And you can go onto our blog, and I do a thing called Eating Your Way Through La Marque. And I put a bunch of festivals for each month and what's going on. Always double check, because you never know if it's a rain date or something, then they'll randomly change the day. But at least it gives you a good idea, because there's some fun ones out there.
Oh, there's festivals all over the place.
I know, and there's like jazz in Fano, and it's great. There's always something to see.
The cherries and the fava. Mm-hmm. We just picked the smaller of our three cherry trees was ready. We picked, I don't know, 5 kilos of cherries.
At least. That was awesome.
It was good.
Gave a ton away.
Yeah, we gave a lot away. But the cherries were great this year, and maybe we'll make jam out of or marmalade out of the big tree, because the little tree got eaten.
I know, and I've got to check the tree by Mama Moki's house to see about making the vicholino,
the cherry liquor,
from the wild cherry tree.
Right now it's time to make the liquors, so Ashley is in charge of liquor production. Last year, her vicholino, the cherry liquor, was gone in a month.
In record time. It was incredible. It was so good.
And she also makes a nocino, which is out of the green walnuts, the baby unmature walnuts before they get their shells.
And that has cloves and vanilla. It's much more...
It's heavier.
Yeah, but it's really good. And then I made limoncello.
Limoncello we saw.
Brugnolo. Which was the wild berry one.
No, it's like
it's
a
in like
prune.
The prune family, but it's just a wee, it looks like a cross between a juniper and a blueberry, doesn't it? And it's in the fall, but that one we haven't tried really yet.
It was pretty raw.
Well, you're using 97% proof alcohol.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Pure,
needs,
what is that called? What do you call that in the States?
It's pure alcohol.
No, but like pure grain or grain alcohol?
Yeah, it's just pure grain alcohol.
Found at the hardware store, folks.
Found at the hardware store. But right now is also the start of the World Cup. I'm sure unless you've lived under a rock, you know that the World Cup calcio or soccer tournament started in South Africa.
It's crazy here, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, here it's nuts. Every bar this weekend is packed with people sitting there and watching the different matches. And Italy's first match is Monday evening here at 8 something. So the word on the street is that the squad this year is not very good. They're kind of getting old. They're getting old, so we'll see. But you can't do anything without...
Everyone's wearing their like
and their colors and it's sweeping the nation.
Last weekend in Piobico, well, actually in a lot of towns, it's called La Fiorita, and it's a flower procession through town. And I know Pecchio and Piobico does it, and I'm sure many others. And I think it's to celebrate Corpus Christi.
That's what I heard.
And what happens is they clean the streets, and in Piobico at least, they go from the castle, the old part of town, all the way through, winding their way through the main street to up to the church, and they line it in flowers, and they break the, they make boxes out of...
Frames.
Frames, grazie. Out of rosemary, and then... Different people get boxes of flower petals, and you make designs in them. Some of them are religious symbols, like the Eucharist or the chalice, and or just a cross. And then others are
the moon
and flowers and hearts and crosses. And it is so incredibly beautiful.
Well, then what do
and
they do?
And you're watching the children place them down, and it's really neat. And a lot of times they'll sketch it out with chalk first, but... it's just so gorgeous. And then the priest, the entire town follows behind the priest, and they say, he says mass, and the priest is the one who walks in the middle of the flowers, and he breaks the flowers, and it is just breathtaking, whether you're religious or not.
But then everyone follows behind him.
And everyone follows behind, yeah. And through of town. And there's a band playing, and it is just incredible. It is so beautiful. So, if you're ever in Italy, the first week of June, the first Sunday in June, some festivals, some of them do it in the morning, others do it in the afternoon.
Was it a Sunday? I thought it was midweek this year.
No, it was a Sunday.
Was it?
Yeah. Remember, there was also it was going on in the Pecchio, and there was that's true. Antique
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
So, what else?
What else? Just a busy, busy week. We have a ton of work coming up this week. We have the whole wedding and the whole wedding party, and we'll probably podcast after everyone leaves a week from today.
Yes. Well, have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. And from the foothills of the Apennine Mountains here in Piobico, Italia. Beautiful Italia. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Ciao.
Ciao.